cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. We are in a new phase now with our IDs, and now this real ID has become a reality. We started talking to you about the real ID stuff before you can get them. Now you can get them. And what I want you to go do is go to scdmvonline.com. And when you do that, you can find out your nearest SCDMV branch and the wait lines and everything you need. You know, you're going to need proof of identity and two proofs of current physical South Carolina address and how much it's going to cost you and that kind of stuff. Name changes or, you know, anything on those lines, they can help you out. So you must have an original government copied or government issued copies of all documents and get in line and take care of this. Do it now because as you get closer to October 1st, 2020, just 2 short years away. Well, everybody has to have these to board planes or to get into to federal buildings. It's real ID. If you have any more questions, I want you to go to scdmvonline.com, the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, scdmvonline.com. I got trolled this morning, or just now on Twitter, or on text. Nothing funnier than a Yankee fan with a Southern accent, hashtag bandwagon. Well, if getting on the bandwagon in 1974 as a six-year-old makes me a bandwagon fan, then 44 years on the bandwagon.
When I came to the station a couple of years ago, you wore your Braves hats every day. And then I was like, yeah, man, I'm a Yankees fan. Like, oh, that's really cool. They're good, right? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, oh, sweet. And the next day, you show up with the Yankees lid.
That's how much I admire you, is that I was a toothless Braves fan. And then all of a sudden, I got teeth and I started following you. And I was like, man, you mean the world to me, Zach. You're my idol. I'm going to start. Who do you pull for?
A toothless Braves
fan. Right. That's why I'm a big Devils fan now.
So I'm
a big Giants fan now.
Sure.
So I'm a big Kentucky Wildcat, Georgia Bulldogs, South Carolina fan now. Everything that you do, I pull for.
CATS, cats.
If you're on something for 44 years, does that make you a bandwagoner?
Evidently, it does.
Okay.
Evidently.
If you learn to read from the Yankees magazine newsletter they send out, does that make you a Yankee fan?
Allegedly, you did all these things.
If we went to Yankee Stadium 42 years ago for the first time, does that make you a bandwagon fan? I'm just checking. Here's another thing, too. Because your mom and dad raised you in one part of the country, does that mean you're destined to be a fan of that team the rest of your life? Like, you're burdened with that?
It can be, but you don't have to be.
Or now through television, internet, it was a smaller world, you can do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dabo Swinney dropped out of the top five for the highest paid coaches now. According to ESPN, their database, Nick Saban is this is this year. Nick Saban will make $8.31 million. Speaking of Saban, I've got a little Saban segment coming up next segment. Nick Saban, $8.31 million. Ohio State's Urban Meyer, $7.6 million. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh, $7.5 million. Texas A&M's Jimbo Fisher, $7.5 million as well. But Harbaugh, $7.504. Jimbo Fisher, $7.5. Gus Malzahn, $6.71 million. Kirby Smart, $6.6 million. Dabo Swinney, $6.54 million. Dan Mullen at Florida, $6.07 million. Texas's Tom Herman, $5.5 million. Someone said to me yesterday, said, for the first time since Colt McCoy, I'm going to watch the Oklahoma and Texas game this weekend. Well, they play at the same time as Clemson, so I won't be doing that. And tied for 10th at $5 million, Nebraska's Scott Frost, Florida State's Willie Taggart, Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy, Illinois' Lovie Smith. How about, what's the combined record right now? Scott Frost, Willie Taggart, and Lovie Smith. So, we're paying a lot of football coaches a lot of money. Zach, over, under, yep. I mean, worth it or not, thumbs up, thumbs down. Who on that list, just give me the overpaid guys on the list. Jim Harbaugh certainly overpaid at $7 million, $7.5.
Certainly.
Is, and Malzahn, I put Malzahn on that list too. 6.7, fifth highest paid coach in the country. They paid because he got him as a hostage, right? After last season.
Yep. After he was going to get fired, he got paid.
Is it too early to tell on Dan Mullen yet?
Is it too early to tell? Yeah. He's played five games. Yeah. Or four games. Five games? Four games? Do they have one canceled?
Tom Herman, 5.5. You think that's overrated a little bit?
I think Tom Herman's a joke. I don't buy Texas.
You watched Texas since the opener?
Have I watched them?
You know, Texas is ranked.
Do I want to take a beating? No. So I haven't watched Texas.
You like Scott Frost better or Tom Herman?
Tom Herman because he wears his hat straight.
Scott Frost shows up in this because I watch the Big Ten Network every week. Don't ask me why.
Why?
Just to watch these press conferences. I like Scott Frost. I really do. I like Pat Fitzgerald. I watch about 15. They had a show that comes on and it shows you about 10 minutes for every press conference. And I watched a little bit of Scott Frost. I like Scott Frost. But he wears this this hoodie. And it's a different looking hoodie that he wears that kind of interesting. Is Willie Taggart too early to tell there? Or you kind of got a good feeling what you need to know there?
I think you probably got a good feeling there. But too early. We'll say too early. Mm.
A lot of money, man. For a lot of
guys. A lot of money.
654 Roar, 654-7627. Leon is in Anderson, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Leon. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How you guys doing?
Man, we're great. We hope you are, too.
Good. Yeah, I just not turned the radio on, but I was just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, I know y'all talked about the CJ Little thing in the first hour, but that's just tragic to hear that. Have you guys heard any details of what may have happened?
We've heard little things, just piecing together. I can tell you this, that officially that the coroner, they're going to do an autopsy and the results will be back in 6 to 8 days. But just piecing things together, I know that he had a recent surgery and was, or I've been told that he was doing some rehab and collapsed. And there's the initial thought might be some blood clots maybe that in this rehab assignment that he was doing that, blood clots are one of the leading theories right now, but we'll find that out officially in 6 to 8 days.
Yeah, I just sad to hear because, you know, it put a lot of things in perspective, you know, because you just never know when it's your time, you know, so it's always just try to live your life, be ready to go when it's your time to go.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
But on to another thing, I heard y'all talking about the baseball and all, and I mean, I tell Mr. Zach Lowe and all, I mean, I hate the Yankees. I just don't like nothing about them. I'm a Boston Red Sox guy as far as baseball. I don't like Patriots, but I like them in baseball up there. I've been a fan for them for many years since the Braves decided they went in hiding. I took up with the Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Leon. Of all the choices you made in this world, I hope your other choices are better than that. You know, I'm not going to hold it against you. I think you're a good fella. Unfortunately, we all can't be perfect, and you decided to make just an awful mistake of pulling for the arch enemy over there, the evil empire of the Red Sox.
Well, yeah, I agree with you.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun, though, right? I mean, baseball needs this right now, and I think we've got some interesting series. You know, keep an eye on the Houston and Cleveland series. That's an amazing series, but man, Yankees and Red Sox both win 100 games. This is going to be one of those 30 for 30s in a few years. Both win 100 games. It's going to be a fascinating series.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Baseball really needs that because the last 4 or 5 years, it's been really down. And a lot of the interest has just kind of went away from baseball. So be good to see that series get going. I mean, I don't want to see it no sweep. I really want to see it go down for the last game to where they really put some thrilling stuff there to kind of pique the interest of baseball again. So. Yeah.
Not me. I'd rather go ahead and sweep your butts right now. You know what? Leon.
But listen, looking forward to seeing what Clemson can do this week with old Trevor Lawrence, see if he's back in the saddle because we really need to get the thing back rolling.
I agree with that. I'll tell you this, Leon. I'm not sure this is the weekend. I think that it can be the weekend. And we saw it at Georgia Tech where he played 6 drives and scored 5 touchdowns. And people kind of forget that a little bit because of what happened last week. I'm not sure this offense truly knows itself yet. I still think they're kind of putting pieces together, still trying to learn the best players in the system. Now that we can focus on just one quarterback, if he can stay healthy, there's a lot of distractions that are out there. But at some point in time here, they're going to become comfortable, and at some point in time, this offense is going to start rolling. It might be as early as 3:30 on Saturday, but I look at this offense, and it's been good. You know, we're talking about an offense that's been pretty doggone good, but it's about to be really good.
Well, one word of advice to him, keep giving it to Mr. Etienne because he will get the thing rolling and hopefully open up that passer game. And I'll take your comments off.
Thank you, Leon. That's exactly right, 100% right. Hard to believe a Red Sox fan can be right about something. No, 100% right. That it just opens up. We talked about this, I mean, how many times, Mr. Or24, that the very best passing game, the very best thing you do for your passing game is have a great running game to take pressure off of you. Very, very best thing you do for your running game is have a great passing game to put pressure on off of you, take pressure off of you.
So be balanced on offense.
Yes. I like Mike Leach's comments about balance, but I do believe in that. That, man, those defensive ends teeing off on you. You know, those defensive ends finding a way to get upfield if you can't run the ball. Those linebackers getting deeper drops when you can't run the ball. When you can't throw the ball, those safeties crash in the box. And if you can't throw the ball vertically, those cornerbacks sitting on the underneath routes and also helping in the run support. That the better the Clemson's running game with ETN, the better the horizontal passing game works. The better the horizontal passing game works, the better the vertical passing game works. The better the vertical passing game works, the better the running game gets again. Takes pressure off of everybody in the offensive line. And look, let's be clear about this. Clemson has been good on offense so far, despite the fact they're playing two quarterbacks and three quarterbacks and a third quarterback in the last 2.5 quarters Saturday. 38 points a game. That's close to that 40 mark we keep talking about.
It's all connected.
Oh, yeah?
The hip bone's connected to the leg bone.
Leg bone's connected to the
knee bone.
Knee bone's connected to they are averaging, am I right by saying this?
Tim.
What's Clemson play? 5 games? Is that where we're at now?
They have played 5 games.
And they have 2 and 4, 80, sorry.
Oh, come on. Don't use a calculator. Give me live on-air math, Mickey.
497 yards a game.
That was with a calculator, folks.
Well, you tell me quickly what 2,488 divided by 5.
That's not my shtick. That's your shtick.
Okay. Math, Mickey. But you see my point that they've been good. They're about to be great. And don't get me wrong, it's not like they played a bunch of great defenses, but they're not going to play a bunch of great defenses moving forward. At some point in time, you agree with me, at some point in time, they're going to get this thing
rolling.
Yeah. They will start rolling pretty soon here. As far as scoring offense right now, 38 points a game. Clemson's 32nd. Tied with Wake Forest. As far as total offense right now at 497, Clemson is 16th in the country in total offense. I think both of those numbers go up in the next couple of weeks. Let me get Snaphook, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good morning, Snaphook. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
Man, what a heartbreaker about CJ.
Yeah, terrible.
I mean,
just terrible.
It's too young, man, too. Just no words what to say. Just thoughts and prayers out to his family and friends and all of Tiger Nation. Loves, respects him, and just what an awful thing to see.
Awful.
Mickey, I wanted to find out what you think about our opponent this week. What do we need to do to contain the, how'd you say it about Dungy, the scrappy freshman quarterback from Wake Forest? What do we need to do to contain him?
Well, get him off the field on third downs. Because Wake Forest, in running 87 to 88 plays a game, they want to have some drives out there, and they want to go fast, and they want to wear you down. And Clemson has enough depth to be able to substitute, but they go so fast you can't substitute. Look, I think it's going to be pretty clear. I think Wake Forest is going to score some points this weekend. Averaging 38 a game, I think they're going to score 17, 20, 21, 24 points this weekend. And Clemson's going to win the game. But this is going to be a test. Wake Forest is balanced as well. I'd say get them one-dimensional. You know, what was crazy, we just talked about doing things on defense. If you want to, you know, hold the quarterback down, the best thing you do is shut the running game down and make them throw it when they have to throw it. And if Wake Forest, and Stan Cotton mentioned this yesterday on our show, the play-by-play voice of the Deacons, Wake Forest cannot beat Clemson unless they're balanced on offense. So shut that running game down and force the freshman to beat you.
Put seven guys in the box and make him throw it.
Yeah. Get off to a great start on first down. Get off the field on third down and make the freshman beat you with the passing game.
All right, man. Y'all be careful out there. Miss Snapbook left the house about 5 minutes ago. So.
Let us know when it's safe again. If y'all, you can.
Brother, unless she's asleep, it ain't safe. I'm just saying. So, y'all have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Still don't know how he avoids a divorce through all that. I'm looking now at Ingalls Crossing, and I just want to tell you, it's almost 1,000 square feet. It's two bedrooms, two and a half baths. That half bedroom bathroom means a lot, especially if you're hosting people over for study breaks, not parties, but for study breaks, you know, so, I mean, for study sessions. You get granite countertops at University Cottage at Ingalls Crossing. You get white cabinets and cabinetry and appliances, and you get the refrigerator with the ice maker already in. That's a big deal, instead of having to make your own ice. Look, dishwasher, flat screen TV. You get ceiling fans in every room, washer and dryer included, Wi-Fi included, pet friendly included. You get that resort style pool, the dog park, and the fitness center, and the clubhouse, and the grilling area, and the coffee bar. All these for less than $500 a month. Conveniently located, with shopping and dining on the cat bus stop. Safety features everywhere. Pet friendly. Man, there's all kinds of reasons to love it. The main reason to love it is it's your own duplex. I mean, it's your own cottage, not a duplex, not a condominium, not a townhome, and less than $500 a month. Brand new. 784-3400, 784-3400. It is our great friends over at Ingalls Crossing, universitycottages.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Nick Saban is upset, and he's upset with his own student body. We'll tell you why when you return after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429. Classic Home Mortgage. NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval. Equal credit opportunity lender. FHA loan APR 4.99%. Rate subject to change.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
It's Dabo again. With online ordering, a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Don't let porch pirates ruin your holiday. Visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. 1-888-407-SAFE. Priority One Security. Serious security.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can.
Missouri's gonna try to blow up the chicken man this weekend. Try to blow up their house too. I wonder what the chicken man looks like. You ever thought about that?
No, but
it's about Atlantic City, right?
Yeah.
And having to go make a hit for somebody or something, huh? You know, some money from gambling issues in there or something. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, go by and see these great folks. Granger Nissan wants to help you out when it comes to getting your brand new car. It's truck month over there. We got a lot of Bows that listen to the show. You're kind of a Bow. Caleb's a Bow, right?
I don't know what that is.
A Bow?
No.
You know, truck, driving, you got your Yeti stickers and your, you got a little lift kit in there a little bit. You got your little gun rack back there. You got your little deer. You got your wildlife stuff. You know, a Bow. You get your flannel shirt on, your, you know.
Okay.
A Bow. All right. Caleb's a Bow. That's why I like Caleb.
Guys with the middle name Lee, Bows?
Yeah. Beauregard. Caleb there. I'm a Bow. No, you're a Bow. our great friends at Granger at Nissan. Truck month. Truck month. Go by and see them. The Titan is, I didn't know what a Titan was a year ago. Man, a great looking truck. I can tell you that. Awesome. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Go by and see those good folks. You okay?
I'm good, man.
All right. Nick Saban is not okay.
Nick Saban is as grumpy and curmudgeon-y self.
Oh, I can see how you're going to take up for your snowflakes on this one. Mm-hmm. I'm on Saban's side on this one. What did Nick Saban have to say yesterday, Mr. Orr24, about the student attendance at Alabama's last home game?
I can honestly say I was a little disappointed that there weren't more students at the last game. And I think we're trying to address that. I don't think they're entitled to anything either. And me personally, I think it ought to be first come, first serve. And if they don't want to come to the games, they don't have to come. But I'm sure there's enough people around here to like to go to the games, and we'd like for them to come too because they support the players. So I've never said anything about that before. You know, when I first came here, we used to play that tradition thing up there, and everybody was cheering and excited and happy, and there was great spirit. All right, now they don't even cheer. They introduce our players, nobody even cheers. So I don't know. Maybe there's something else somebody ought to talk about. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Maybe I already talked about more than I should. So you all can beat me up for that if you want. But, look, our players work too hard, and they deserve to have everything and people supporting them in every way and have tremendous spirit for what they've done. And they may not be able to continue to do it. We're going to work hard to try to continue that. But, you know, there's a part of it that other people need to support them too. And there's got to be a spirit that makes it special to play here, because that's what makes it special to be here. And if that's not here, then does it continue to be special to be here or not? I mean, that's a question everybody's got to ask. And I'm asking it right now. So I'm hopeful that we've always had great people travel on the road with us and had great spirit on the road. And we've got great fans, so I appreciate that. But, you know, to see half the student section not full, I've never seen that since I've been here before.
Nick Saban, yesterday, or Tuesday, I should say, with, he didn't mix, doesn't hold anything back, hold any punches. What are you doing over there? Doesn't hold anything back. Now, here we go. Well, they're only a 48.5-point favorite. Nobody cares about Louisiana Lafayette, man. They have classes. They had tickets. Some expenses. Got studying. You got can't sit with my fraternity brothers. Can't go ahead. Go ahead.
No. He's completely right. We're just gonna complain about students and beat this horse to death, I guess.
No, you don't have to beat it to death. You can just show up for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No.
I really
keep scheduling Louisiana.
Honest to goodness,
for 5 games into the season.
Honest to goodness,
you get real excited about that.
You don't get excited about watching. It's not about Louisiana.
It is though.
No, it's not.
It is.
Well, let me ask you this: would you rather see? Because we're gonna get a phone call. We've already got a phone call. We've already got a text. What's wrong? Clemson's not blowing everybody out. I want to see them blow everybody out. And you blow somebody out, and they go, "Well, the opponent sucks." What do you want to see?
This isn't about Clemson.
No, I'm saying for Alabama fans right now. What do you want to see?
You want to see them play good teams.
See, if I'm an Alabama fan.
Don't you?
I mean, yeah, but you can't play good teams every week. It's not happening. Have they played a good team yet? I mean, A&M's a good team. They beat them by 26, mm-hmm. whatever it was. But if I'm an Alabama fan, you don't get to see Tua every single week, man. This guy's going to be gone in a couple years. Go watch Tua. Go watch Damien Harris and Najee Harris. Go watch Jerry Jeudy.
Tua.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, these are your guys. Here's what I don't get, man. Like, you get all excited about it. You follow all this stuff. You go to Bama Online and Crimson Tider and yep. Tider Insider, and you spend all this money on it. And, I mean, Dylan Moses still played. Mac Wilson still played. And Christian Biller still played. And Jonah Williams and Pierce Bacher and all those guys. They still played, man. That's your guys.
It was bad. If you haven't seen the video, watch the video.
It's awful.
Because the scenes from the stadium looks like it's a high school championship game being played in a bigger stadium. That's what it looks like, the amount of people who are there. It is sparsely populated.
See, 11 a.m. kickoff. I get it. You know what? If you can't get your butt out of bed for an 11 a.m. kickoff, then, I'm willing to say this. The student body is the most important part of the stadiums, because that's where the energy starts. I think Nick Saban's right about this. See, what's going to happen is you're going to graduate, and then you're going to come back, and you got to give thousands of dollars to the Bama club in order to get tickets. And you won't be able to get tickets. And you go, man, right now you got free tickets,
mm-hmm.
or close to free. And you got every chance in the world. It's, I don't know, man. As a 50-year-old guy, now you go back and look at, boy, I wish I'd have known then what I know now. Complain about it, I mean, take it, complacency, just take it for granted maybe?
Listen. it's an endless circle. You're going to have kids that don't get to the game. They don't claim their ticket. And
I don't. Here's what I don't understand. Happen,
and you'll have guys and girls of a couple years older complain about those kids. We're going to continue to do this.
But here's what I don't understand. Why would you claim a ticket and then not pick it up?
Some things happen. Sometimes you just don't. You can't get there.
Thousands. You just can't get there. Thousands.
I don't know. I don't know. Tell you.
Here's what I tell you. I like Nick Saban's idea of first come, first serve. But there's something wrong with that, right? I mean, obviously there's something wrong with every single. You can nitpick and find something wrong. What's the first come, first serve? What's the argument against first come, first serve?
You got to get there super early. It's not convenient for anybody.
Really?
There's long lines outside the stadium, all that kind of stuff?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I do know this. Honest to goodness. Remember we went through this summer with Clemson, with the students ticket stuff?
We're doing it right now with these textures at the moment. The upper corner was empty this weekend. Okay, that's fine. They moved them all down to the hill because they wanted the hill to be full, is okay. Why that situation happened.
Well, why didn't they pick up their hill tickets?
I hate Clemson fans with this regard. People forget that the stadium was not always this full. People forget student sections and regular season ticket holders weren't always showing up for these games.
But here's
it's
the point.
It's revisionist history.
No, but here's the point.
It's revisionist history.
No, here's the point. You're ranked in the top five in the country right now.
Absolutely. Playing Syracuse as a 28-point home favorite.
If you want to, well, who cares what the opponent is?
That matters. That matters to people. It absolutely, as a noon game, matters.
If you suck in football,
yeah,
I'm not going to tell the fan base to come out and watch it. No one's telling North Carolina fans, boy, you need to get off your butts and go out there. No one's telling Louisville fans, get off your butts, go support this team right now. This is the glory years, man.
I'm with you. I'm just telling you how the average fan is approaching this.
I know I'm not the average fan.
You're a fanatic. You're a fanatic.
Right, I'm a fanatic.
I get it. I'm going to every game. I love it. But the average kid is excited about it.
Did you miss any games as a student?
No. But I don't think I'm the average fan.
Right.
The average kid is more interested and socializing and not getting up for noon games. Those are real things. People have those conversations with themselves all the time.
So, noon's too soon to go to a football game.
Not for me, it's not, but there's some people that believe that.
Crack of noon.
I'm just letting you know, man. We can mock it all day and twice on Sundays if we want. That's just the case. The corners of that stadium are always going to be sparsely populated.
Not if you get taken away from students and give them to fans, because fans want to buy the tickets right now.
That top left corner that we looked at, yes, last Saturday was completely full.
No, it filled in.
It was not completely full.
Almost, very close. Much more so than the other thing.
So,
and those people are paying for tickets to sit even higher up on that side. I don't know. I think Nick Saban's got a point, man. This is your school. This is your student body. These are your players you go to class with. This is your program. This is where your pride comes through. These are the glory years of your life, man.
Play somebody.
Life's short.
Play somebody.
We just got reminded of this. Life is short. And there's going to be a point in time in my life where either it ends too soon or else I won't be able to financially do it, or I won't be able to physically do it, or I've got some other things going on in my world where somebody else is sick in my family. Physically, we've got other things. Man, life is short. So if you can, get there. And here's another thing, man. Here's a serious question for you. What else are you doing that's like more important, like a bigger priority than just going over and enjoying a really good... Let me ask you something, Zach. Did you have a good time? 28-point favorite. Did you have a good time on Saturday?
Stressful time on Saturday, but yes.
But you enjoyed the game, right? You told me, man, it's so great to be back here in Death Valley again, right?
Mm-hmm.
You appreciated it because you don't get to go every game now because you're working now, right? I'm not talking to Clemson fans. I'm talking about Alabama fans, this deal. Man, life is short, dude. You're gonna end up... There's going to be something happening there where you can't go, and you're like, I might do anything in the world to be there now. Well, now you can go. Now it's free, and now you got an opportunity to do it. Take advantage of it. Honest to goodness, I'm not trying to make this into a "you stinking millennials, you get off my lawn" moment. I'm not. I'm just telling you that if it's not about the opponent, it's not about what time, it's not about having to stand in line. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about, this is the prime of your life. This is the most important or the funnest time when you can go out and be with your classmates and your friends, and you can have a great time in watching your team win. You're the number one team in the country. You got the best coach in the history of college football. You got all these great things going on around you. And, oh, but it's too early. Or, oh, I got to stand over. Oh, I got to sit in the upper deck. Or, oh, I got to.
Life is short.
Life is way too short.
Life is short, but if they want to choose to spend their life with people that they care about or enjoy being around outside the stadium, who are we to say no to that?
Good. Good. Well, then if that's the case, then football's not the priority that I thought it was at Alabama.
I'm making another argument. Just pointing out another fact.
How can you have 100,000 people at your spring game?
Mm-hmm.
Tickets going for hundreds of dollars. People paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and you get a free one. You go, I know I signed up for it. I know I got one over there waiting on me. I don't think I'm going to go. Not sure I can do it. I know I signed up to get my free ticket.
Yep.
I don't think I'm going to walk on over there and do it. I think I'm just going to just sit right here for a while.
You know what? It's possible, and stay with me here. It's possible that not everybody views football like you view football.
I'm very well aware of that. Very well aware of that.
The Alabama stuff acceptable? No, it wasn't acceptable because it looked like nobody was there. It looked like a high school football game being played in a big stadium. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. But, it got Nick Saban's attention.
Oh, it did. But it's just, you're beating a dead horse at this point. They're going to show up for big games. Isn't that when you want them to be there? Isn't it?
To be totally honest with you, I don't care if you show up or not.
Obviously you do.
No. I'm going, and whether you go or not, I don't care. I really don't. That is not going to affect me or my time, not one iota. I'm just trying to give you a little uncle-y, a little fatherly advice that you will wake up one day and go, you know what, man? Doggone it. I got to work on Saturday. I got a kid that's got
a
cheerleading competition this Saturday. Oh, man, I got to, the boss calls me, and I got to work overtime this weekend, and then I got to go see my mom's in the hospital. I'd love to go to the game. I got all this other stuff going on.
Listen, I don't care what you do, but listen here. But listen up. Those things don't make sense. Those two things are not different. They're the same thing.
What do you mean?
I don't care, but listen here. Let me tell you why I care.
No.
Listen, I'm telling you I don't care, but let me tell you why I care, is what you're saying.
I'm just trying to help you. I'm going.
Help me help you.
No, dude. I'm going. You don't have to go. I'm just going to tell you, you're going to wake up at one point in time in your life and go, oh, why am I paying thousands of dollars to go do this now?
Listen,
when it was free before.
I'm with you, man. I would love to have free tickets to go to those games. So.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Oh.
All right. We'll come back. Love to hear from you on that subject and so much more.
Paul Shreeler coming up.
Huh?
Paul Shreeler coming up.
Yeah, 8:05. Looking forward to that.
Open phone line segment.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Hey, watching football games sure is fun. It's more entertaining when you have something to action on it. Guys, you've heard me talk about this for weeks now. If you're still on the sidelines, get in touch with MyBookie. Experts and rookies, you can still be doing this at MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to play a little bit or a lot, they can take care of you there. Pick three teams to win, hit on all three. You can turn $100 into $600. That's things about when you got Major League Baseball up now. You got football. You got primetime fights. You got so much more. MyBookie, if you do this, is the place to go and see this. If you're on the sidelines, think about MyBookie. Log on to MyBookie right now. Double your money. Use the promo code RADIO with your first deposit. They'll match it 100%. That's the promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. Sign on now at MyBookie, the promo code RADIO. Short break. Open phone line segment right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Hey students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with two bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
This is Walt Deptula for HealthDare. HealthDare isn't a weight loss program. HealthDare is a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you better from the inside out. Your body is filled with visceral fat inside that sticks to your internal organs, that leads to blood pressure problems, diabetes, CPAP machines, gouts. HealthDare can help you reverse the symptoms of these conditions in as little as 30 days. In 90 days, you're beyond your way to being completely well. HealthDare will provide you a nutritionist as soon as you sign up. Someone will always be there to answer your questions. That's HealthDare, 1-877-432-7363, 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
Book your initial consultation with the HealthDare today. Go to idaregreenville.com, idaregreenville.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. 654 Roar, north of the communication phone lines. We'll get to a couple of phone calls that are on hold right now. Text lines all jammed up. We'll get some of those texts out there in the subject as well. Zero res, greenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300, zero res, greenville.com. $119, three rooms, mention my name, get a free hallway, empowered water, no harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents. Let them take care of your cleaning. You got some family coming to town for football season. You got some, I don't know, Thanksgiving dates and Christmas dates of people coming in. Absolutely love our good friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. 558-7300, 558-7300. Zach, Matt, hang on. I'm coming to you in Charleston and Dave as well. A friend made a very good point. Talking about how short life is and get to the games. Would you like to see Deshaun Watson just one more time, whether it's against Louisiana Lafayette or whether it's against Furman or whether it's against whatever? Just, man, there's another chance to see it. What, you got Tua right now. Like, you got a Heisman guy down right now. It's like,
Tua.
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 Like, makes sense. I like that idea. Like, boy, it's so limited, man. These guys are gone in 3 years. I'm going to go on Saturday. One of the reasons I get to go, I'm going on Saturday, is I can't wait to watch Christian Wilkins again. We're blessed to get to watch that guy play football for your team again. Alabama fans, you're blessed right now. You get to watch Tua on a Saturday, whether it's against Auburn or whether it's against him. That's your guy, man. You get a chance to watch him.
Are you going to rip Wake Forest when their little hill isn't full on Saturday?
No, Wake Forest is the smallest 1A school in the country, and or FBS school in the country. They're not a great fan support, and they're not very good.
They got Dorch up there. He's a good little player.
He is.
They're blessed to go see him play, and you take every opportunity to go see it. Why not fill it out?
I know you think
it's a big team coming in. It's the number four team in the country.
Look, if I was a Wake Forest fan, I'd be there. You get to watch season tickets here. You get Notre Dame and Clemson coming down. Pretty cool. But more than that, you get to watch your guys that you pull for. Here's what gets me. And this isn't a student thing. This is somebody else. You pay all the money to Tiger Illustrated and Tiger Net and CU Tigers and 247 and all these things, following all this stuff. You listen to these shows all the time. You buy all the preseason magazines. You go buy a tailgate truck and you buy tailgate tents and you buy your tailgate satellite dishes and your TVs. You go spend all this money on food, and then all of a sudden you go, hey, you know what, this week, man, yeah, probably not going over there. Huh. I'm a fanatic. I know I'm different. I just enjoy watching my team play football. Matt is in Charleston, 654 Roar. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
Great. Hey, Matt, let me make one more quick point, and I'm going to get as much time as you want here. Hey, another thing, Mr. 24. You know what's going to happen in, like, February and March and April and May and June and July? You go, man, I miss football. I'll do anything in the world. Football, I miss football.
Listen, I'm with you here. You're preaching to the choir.
Okay.
Just trying to provide an alternate point so we're not hammering people for no reason.
All right. Not no reason. Anyway, Matt, thanks for hanging on, brother. How you doing this morning?
Good. I understand both sides. I get the social side, wanting just to, you know, socialize, maybe not go in the game, tailgate, et cetera, party. And then I get the side of just enjoying the, you know, just the football game, the live environment, a game, whether it's a high-profile game or a nobody game. What are the logistics on setting up two different windows, maybe giving the students an opportunity to claim a ticket, but they have to claim it 30 minutes prior to kickoff, whether via an app or actually showing up to the window to pull the ticket. And then the other window, a separate window for people to line up and first come, first serve. So as soon as that close-off time comes, whether it's one ticket or 1,000 tickets, if they haven't been claimed, boom, a little light goes up that says we got 1,000 tickets, and it's either free, $20, regular price, I don't know. And then fans, maybe not necessarily the students, but they can get in line and sort of claim those tickets.
Yeah. I think, look, Matt, I think you make great points. And I know the athletic directors all over the country are thinking about things along these lines of trying to maximize – put it this way, Clemson moved students from the upper deck down to the hill on Saturday because the hill wasn't full. And so then the upper deck looks like it's not full over there. And so you're talking about the atmosphere of the game, what it looks like on TV, the perception of your crowd. So all athletic directors, I know that's what they're thinking about. How can we do this? How can we maximize what we got right now? I think it's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that. Remember when the student thing came out this weekend, this summer, the policy, and I said, man, people smarter than me can do that, figure that out. And I thought they did a good job here at Clemson. The texture says flying standby makes a lot of sense. The only thing I disagree with, was it Matt? Was that last caller, Matt?
Yes.
Matt talked about, I understand the social aspect of it. If you just have, I did some math. If you just had 7 home games.
Oh, boy.
And you just want to be in that stadium for 3 hours. I can do this in my head and my fingers and toes. That's 21 hours.
Mm-hmm.
A year. 21 hours a year.
Almost a full day.
There are 8,739 other hours a year.
You did that in your head?
No.
Oh, okay.
8,739 hours a year that you can tailgate, go to your bars, do whatever you got to do with everything. Just 21 hours, man.
You're coming at it from a fanatic point of view.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I'm a fanatic. I know I don't see it. Yeah. I'm the biggest idiot in the world because I don't see it.
I'm not saying you're an idiot.
No.
You're making a good point. There's another side to this. Yeah. There's always another side to this. There's always another side to everything.
So the people that didn't show up Saturday, do you think anybody else out there would go in like May and June and go, man, I can't wait for football?
Do I think anybody else out there? Yeah, because they're looking forward to the football season, just like everybody else does. But while you're looking forward to it because you want to see the second and third string teams run out there and see what they got and see how deep this team is, they're looking forward to it because, hey, you know what? We can go tailgate with some friends. We can do that whole thing, go downtown. We're going to have a great time on game days. The town comes alive, turns into a small city, essentially. There's the energy around town. It's fantastic. I can't wait for it.
Hey, buddy, let me be clear about something.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tiger Town Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
I like TDs.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sloan Street like that. Not as much as I like football.
Hey, different strokes for different folks. Not gonna bother me much.
Dave is in Simpsonville, 654. Roy, Dave, I got a couple of minutes, man. How you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself? You know, if you're going to give the students crap about not showing up, and again, I'm not going to fight with you, you got to give the wife whose husband dropped tens of thousands of dollars to join IPTA to get that great parking spot. And she says, you know what, honey? It's just Syracuse. I'm going to sit out here with my friend Jane, and we're just going to sit out here and watch it on TV. You got to give that woman crap. You got to give that guy crap who decided to go down to Katichi and play golf all day rather than go watch Syracuse. Yeah. I mean, it's a double edge.
Yeah, I'm a fanatic. I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong, man. I know I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
No, I am.
Because I'm the same way. I am there with you in the same way. But student tickets are $288 to get in the lower bowl. They're $248 to get in the upper deck, or you show up 30 minutes before game time.
Yeah.
We got ScanSource over in Greenville who made those little scan bars. Why not charge the parents at tuition time the cost for a ticket? Put it on a barcode on your ID, and then you scan it because you've got 8, 9, 10 scanners at each gate scanning your ticket as you're going in. They could even pull that off. And then why not give the students an incentive? We're going to give you a free hot dog and a Coke. We're going to give you free popcorn and a Coke. We make hundreds of thousands of dollars on popcorn alone. And so what? Instead of creating this gap between students and administration, why not try to bridge it with something that you got to get the students there for whatever reason? Mick, these students aren't the same as you and I were when we were at Clemson. They don't live and breathe and die with this stuff like you and I do. So you got to touch their button somewhere, and you got to make it easy for them because right now this world is as easy as it can be for these kids electronically. Maximize that and go with it. Just a thought. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the phone call. We can get in more of it. I got everybody with an opinion on it. We can talk about this. What we're talking about is what Nick Saban said about Alabama student base. Not anything here, but just he brought that up.
Here we are comparing ourselves to Alabama again.
I know. I do want to tell you about Trail. When we come back, we'll get with Paul Strelo talking some Clemson football recruiting, TRehel.com. Trail can help you out. Let Trail do for you what they've done for so many projects now. Is it 1,400? I think it's 1,400 different projects. I know it's $1 billion in product industry out there in the upstate of South Carolina.
Billion with a B?
B. Billion with a B.
Oh, boy.
Here's what I'm telling you about Trail. I love this idea. Will Huss says, you know, we could do like other Some people like build just Walmarts or build like just Chick-fil-A's, and they'll go to Little Rock, Arkansas, and they'll go to Madison, Wisconsin, they'll go to Champaign, Illinois, and they do all these places all over the place. We don't do that because we want our people tucking their kids in bed at night, taking their kids to school in the morning, having dinner with them. We like families and we like all these people. So they only do everything like right here. And so they don't chase market segments. They let these people, not on the road a whole lot. They like their people at home. I like that idea. And you know, that leads to happier employees. At least it's better relationships. You're going to love the single source delivery from Trail. 800-319-7006 TREHEL.com. Paul Strelow will join us from TigerIllustrated.com beginning hour number